KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, we have cloudy skies and 60 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be cloudy today with a chance of showers or thunderstorms, a high of 67. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen of the Check of News, brought to you by Jeff Barans of Stiefel Investments. In area news, a report of a stolen vehicle resulted in a high-speed chase that ended near Shelby early this morning. Scanner traffic indicated the chase began when a witness saw the vehicle being stolen from an area southwest of Prairie Rose State Park. A Shelby County deputy caught up with a maroon four-door at around 2:25 a.m., but the vehicle didn't stop. The chase began near County Road F-58 and Highway 59 and continued west onto southbound M-16 into Shelby. The pursuit made its way through and out of Shelby with speeds reaching 105 miles per hour and finally ending near the Love's truck stop at 380th just south of York Road. The male suspect was in custody at around 2:45 a.m. All four tires on the vehicle were flat. No other details are currently available. One person was arrested on a harassment charge Thursday, while another was arrested on a drug charge this morning in Creston. According to Creston police, 28-year-old Julian Allison of Creston was arrested today for possession of a controlled substance methamphetamine, possession of drug paraphernalia, and driving while revoked. He was later released from the Union County Jail on $1,000 bond. And on Thursday, 19-year-old Savannah Hilton of Creston was arrested for harassment in the third degree. Hilton was later released from the Union County Jail on $300 bond. Police in Red Oak arrested a woman late Thursday night on a Mills County warrant for possession of contraband in a correctional institution and possession of a controlled substance first offense. 34-year-old April Marie Watson of Red Oak was arrested at around 11:30 p.m. and brought to the Montgomery County Jail, where she was being held on $5,000 bond. Former Arkansas governor and current Republican presidential candidate Mike Huckabee plans a two-day Iowa campaign swing that will bring him to Cass and Adair counties. Huckabee will hold a Huckabee Huddle, the Huck Stops Here event at the Family Table Restaurant on West 7th Street in Atlantic tomorrow from 9:30 until 11 a.m. Afterward, he travels to Adair County for a similar campaign stop at the Corner Coffee, Antique, and Gift Shop located at 284 Public Square in Greenfield. That event will take place from 12:30 until 2 p.m. In the funeral announcements, Haleen Pellett, age 91, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Haleen Pellett will be today at 10 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Robert Blankenship, age 87, of Cumberland, died September 9th at the Cass County Hospital. Celebration of life services for Robert Blankenship will be today at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Cumberland, with Steen Funeral Home of Messina in charge of arrangements. Willa Carter, age 83, of Carson, died Saturday at the Griswold Care Center. Funeral services for Willa Carter will be today at 10:30 at the Henderson Christian Church in Henderson. Reagan Veith Funeral Home of Oakland has arrangements. Gary Gross, age 64, of Logan, died Saturday. A massive Christian burial for Gary Gross will be today at 10:30 at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Ethel Heller, age 87, of Harlan and formerly of Portsmouth, died Sunday. A massive Christian burial for Ethel Heller will be today at 10:30 at St. Mary, Our Lady of Fatima Church in Portsmouth. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Jerry Howard Davis, age 60, of Harlan, died Tuesday in Omaha. Funeral services for Jerry Davis will be today at 2 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Harlan. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Mary Edna Miller, age 92, of Guthrie Center, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Mary Miller will be Saturday at 10 o'clock at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Mary Marie Magdalene Jans, age 85, of Harlan, died Wednesday at Murtu Medical Center. A massive Christian burial for Mary Marie Jans will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Polly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Patricia Pat Donahoe, age 86, of Atlantic, died Tuesday in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Pat Donahoe will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the First Assembly of God Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Tori Spencer, age 39, of Audubon, died Monday at her father's home in Audubon. Funeral services for Tori Spencer will be Saturday at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Stephen Larson, age 65, of Glenwood and formerly of Harlan, died Monday in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Stephen Larson will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Kelly Curtis, age 62, of Griswold and formerly of Schleswig, died Monday in Omaha. Funeral services for Kelly Curtis will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at St. John's United Church of Christ, south of Lyman. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Alice Stoltz, age 101, of Harlan, died Tuesday. A massive Christian burial service for Alice Stoltz will be held on Monday at 10:30 at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Albert Burt Peterson, age 75, of Atlantic, died Wednesday in Omaha. Funeral services for Burt Peterson will be on Monday at 11 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Robert Bagshaw, age 72, of Messina, died Monday in Omaha. Funeral services for Robert Bagshaw will be Monday at 11 a.m. at the Baptist Church in Messina. Steen Funeral Home of Messina has arrangements. Verna Adams, age 90, of Nevada and formerly of Irwin, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Verna Adams will be on Tuesday at 10 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Irwin. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Kenneth Brundage, age 86, of Manila, died Monday. Funeral services for Kenneth Brundage will be on Tuesday at 10:30 at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. And Betty Crozier, age 90, of Atlantic, died Monday at the Exira Care Center. Private family memorial services for Betty Crozier will be held at a later date. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Our news was brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.